You're listening to the DX Audio Service for October 1992. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, coming to you from our brand new studios here in Lima, Ohio. Boy, it's great to be in here. To those of you who have heard us talk about it, the old studio was in a 8-foot by 8-foot room. And if anyone wanted to leave the room, they had to get up and move out of the way because it was very narrow passage and it was just crammed with equipment. This room here is very nicely laid out. It's a 10 by 24 foot room with an 8.5 foot ceiling. And I'll give you a little tour a little bit later on just to kind of give you an idea of how this place looks. If you've ever seen a news story or heard about like a talk show guy like Rush Limbaugh or someone, that's basically what it looks like here at the desk. I have a 6 foot by 4 foot desk with my control board right in front of me. And then right across from me, I've got two more microphones. So when I have a guest come in, say, and we want to do a talk show, we can sit here and talk. Also, I have a telephone right up here next to me, which I can take and hook that through a system like Larry King or Rush Limbaugh uses when they do a talk show on the radio, where I can put a caller into the audio board and be able to talk with them back and forth and ask questions. And a few other things. I'll give you a little tour a little bit later on, but let's move on here and answer some questions and give you some information before we head up with Jerry Starr to the AM Switch category. First of all, on our last edition, we had a caller on the action line ask about the British AM band and how that's set up. Well, the British AM band is pretty much the same as we have here, from 540 kilohertz to 1600 kilohertz, with the exception of the British and pretty much most of the countries over in Europe use the term meters instead of kilohertz. Now, how that equates is, say your station is on 1150 kilohertz. Well, that'd be 261 meters, and that's how they would say it. Capital Radio, for example, they'll say Capital Radio 261. So you just have to kind of remember that they use a different terminology for their spot on the dial. It's meters instead of kilohertz. We had a chance to tape some of the convention proceedings and things going on at the National Radio Club Convention. On the next edition, we'll be announcing our convention issues and how you can obtain a copy. There'll probably be another set of four cassettes in a binder, so look forward to that. Also, last call for After Dark number 3. If you have any questions you'd like to ask to us concerning anything with the DX Audio Service, or maybe you're kind of curious about, you know, one of the editors, or, you know, just have a general question, you need to put that on a cassette tape, or if you don't feel comfortable with asking us the question, you can just drop it on a card or a letter and mail it to me here at the DX Audio Service, and be sure to mark AD3 or AD on it, just so I know it's for the After Dark edition. Last thing we have before we move into the AM Switch column is we're going to be having some surgery done. I should say I will be. I've got what they call carpal tunnel, so the next edition of the DX Audio Service might be a tad bit late depending on when they schedule me for the surgery. So carpal tunnel is a thing that is in your wrist. It basically makes your hands tingle all the time. I don't know if it's from all the typing I do or if it's from the work I do on electrical components or whatever, but anyways, I gotta have it done. So the next edition of the DX Audio Service might be a tad bit late, but we'll try to get it out on time. And speaking of on time, sitting across from me is none other than the man with all the answers, Jerry Starr, with a look at AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have two editions of the Switch to bring you on this month's tape, and we start with reference number 287 and call letter changes. On 730, WARB, Covington, Louisiana, changes to WASO. 740, WWEA, Cambridge, Massachusetts, becomes WJIB. 870 WFKB Colonial Heights, Tennessee, changing to WZMC. 900 KKAP Floydada, Texas, changes to KAWA. On 1230 WBBI Abingdon, Virginia, changes to WABN. 1280 KLGV, Longview, Texas, becoming KARW. 1400 KKCB, San Luis Obispo, California, becomes KIXT. On 1450 KQDI, Great Falls, Montana, changing to KMSL. On 1480 WMAX, Kentwood, Michigan, becoming WGVU. On 1490 WMJM, Cordell, Georgia, changing to WGPL. On 1520 WWEZ, Muskegon Heights, Michigan, becomes WQWQ. And on 1550 KZQQ, West Valley City, Utah, changing to KRGQ. By the way, on 730, WARB in Covington originally asked for a change to WAFU, but set that aside and is now asking for WASO, so that should keep your bookkeeping straight. Couple new stations have been granted in this edition on 1250 in Sabina, Puerto Rico. It'll be 1,000 watts day, 250 night. The antenna will be U4. And on 1470 in Greensboro, North Carolina. Of course, for many, many years, WBIG was on 1470 in Greensboro, but that station went out of business and ceased to exist. A group of people from that area applied to build a new station on 1470. That has been granted. They will be 3,500 watts in the daytime, 5,000 watts at night. The antenna will be U2. Looking down into otherness on 640, we find the WWJZ, that new station in Mount Holly, New Jersey, has been conducting on-the-air testing for well over a month, and by the time this reaches you, they probably will be on the air with their regular broadcasting schedule. 690 KBBA, Benton, Arkansas. Station has been silent for quite a long time. It's been sold. The new owners expect to be returning that station to the air shortly. 810 WSJC, McGee, Mississippi. This station is silent. 850 WPFD, Fairview, Tennessee. This silent station is back on the air. 900 WBGG, Saratoga Springs, New York. Silent station is on the air. Also on 900, this frequency becomes even more populated as WCOR, Lebanon, Tennessee, returns to the air. On 920 CKCY, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, by the time this reaches you, this station will be off the air permanently. The owners of both AM stations in Sault Ste. Marie are taking their AM facilities off the air and will combine their FM stations into a joint operation. And, of course, the 1050 station we'll get to in just a second. Same story on that. 1030 WJKZ, White Bluff, Tennessee. This station has gone silent. 1050 CFYN, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Same story. The station is now off the air permanently. And, by the way, in the next edition, we'll have a little more to say about the Canadian stations that are going off in favor of FM. On 1080 WKKE, St. Paul's, North Carolina. This silent station is on the air. We can confirm that. Came near St. Paul's a couple weeks ago and did listen to the station. They are back on the air. On 1130 WEEO, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. This station is silent and will remain so permanently. The studios have been dismantled. Their three-tower antenna system has been taken down, and this one you can scratch out of your log. It's gone for good. On 1210 WDGR, Dahlonega, Georgia. This silent station has new owners who expect to have it back on the air by the time this reaches you. On 1250 WXOX, Bay City, Michigan, this station has gone silent once again. On 1260 WRIP, Lake City, South Carolina, silent station has returned to the air. 1340 WKGN, Knoxville, Tennessee, is back on the air. 1350 WCHI, Chillicothe, Ohio, has returned to the air. 1380 WKTJ, Farmington, Maine, is silent. 1400 KKNX, Huntsville, Texas, is silent. 1440 WYGH, Paris, Kentucky. This new station is now on the air. Of course, Paris, Kentucky had a station on 1440 for quite a few years, but it went out of business and ceased to exist. And this is a brand new station on the same frequency. They're programming a Southern Gospel format in USA Network News. And here's kind of an encouraging sign. This station in this tiny market is locally producing their programming. It is not satellite-fed for a change. 1470 WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. This silent station has returned to the air. 1480 CKAN, Newmarket, Ontario, silent since last March, is broadcasting once again. Last month on 1500, we asked about WSMX in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which appeared to be silent. Well, the silence evidently was rather short-lived because this station is back on the air, if it was off at all. On 1520 WQMA, Marks, Mississippi, this silent station has returned to the air. 1540 WADM, Decatur, Indiana, this station is silent, but that silence is temporary due to equipment problems, and in the next column, we will report that they are back on. 1550 WNDI, Sullivan, Indiana, this silent station now back on the air. Also on 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia, has returned to the air. And finally on 1600 WRNC in Reidsville, North Carolina, license renewal for this long silent station has been dismissed by the FCC, so you can scratch that one out of your log, too. Looks like WRNC is no more. And that is edition number 287. Now let's turn the page over to number 288 and start with more call letter changes. On 570 CHYM Kitchener, Ontario, changing to CKGL. 680 WLSY Newburgh, Kentucky, changes to WXKN. More about that station in a moment. 730 WARB Covington, Louisiana, becomes WASO. 860 KCNR Salt Lake City, Utah, changes to KLZX. 970 KOOK Modesto, California, becomes KBEE. There's an old call coming back to the city. On 980 KEYQ Fresno, California, becomes KFSO. 990 KSSM Santa Barbara, California, changes to KKJZ. On 1130 WNEW, that's right, that call is passing into history in New York City. On 1130, they will become WBBR as they change their format to business radio. Of course, WBBR, as we are recording this, is still assigned to the 1580 station in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, but the new owners of WNEW are negotiating with them to obtain that call for their use. So grab WNEW while you can, if it's not already too late. On 1150, KEZB El Paso, Texas, changes to KSVE. 1190, KUII Dallas, Texas, becomes KGBS. 1320, KCPX Salt Lake City, Utah, changes to KCNR. 1390, WAPR Avon Park, Florida, changes to WKHF. On 1400, WTCG Andalusia, Alabama, becomes WTXQ. 1460, WZZN Jacksonville, Florida, changing to WZNZ. 1470, that new station in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be WWBG. Also on 1470, KKTY Douglas, Wyoming, changing to KWOG. 1540, KSKQ, Los Angeles, California, changes to KXED. And on 1590, WPNN, Gorham, Maine, becomes WASY. Under applications from existing facilities, one of interest, that's on 1300, KBCN, Fairbanks, Alaska, raising their powers to 5,000 watts day and night. This station is silent now. The interesting thing is, of course, that this means they'll be coming back on the air. They were having trouble locating a site of their transmitter. Now they are going to diplex into the existing tower at KCBF on 820. So KBCN Fairbanks is coming back on the air. Under grants to existing facilities, only one of interest, as far as DXing goes anyway, on 1480 WAJA, Franklin, North Carolina, this station now becomes full-time by adding a mighty 13 watts at night. Moving on to our otherness column, we start on 610 with a Canadian trend, CKXJ, Grand Bank, Newfoundland. This license has been canceled. The station has moved its operation to the FM band. The Canadian stations are being offered the option of moving to FM if they cancel their AM licenses. Several have already done so, and at the end of the column here, we'll list a number of stations that have applied to do that. On 680, WXKN in Newburgh, Kentucky. That's the suburban Louisville market. This new station is finally on the air. The station was built about 5 years ago, did a little on-the-air testing, but has never done any actual programming until new owners took it over and changed the call from WLSY to WKXN. It is now on the air 24 hours a day, and it is running CNN News format. 790 CKIC, Wolfville, Nova Scotia. This station is silent. 800 WKZI, Casey, Illinois is silent. 910 CKLY, Lindsay, Ontario. This station reported silent last month, is now back on the air. 970 CFIQ, Harbor Grace, Newfoundland. This license also has been canceled. The station is moving to FM. 1000 WCMX, Leominster, Massachusetts is silent. On 1150 WAVO, Rock Hill, South Carolina. This station now is simulcasting WHVN on 1240. On 1340 WTSW, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this silent station will be returning to the air and will simulcast WICK in Scranton, Pennsylvania on 1400. That will probably have taken place by the time you hear this. On 1350 WDAR, Darlington, South Carolina, this station is silent. We were in South Carolina for the Winston Cup races at Darlington Speedway recently, and the 4 days that we were in town, this station was not on the air, so we are assuming that it is silent. On 1400 WTXQ, Andalusia, Alabama, this station is silent pending a sale but will return. 1490 WTUP, Tupelo, Mississippi is silent. Also on 1490 WJOC, Chattanooga, Tennessee is silent. 1540 WADM, Decatur, Indiana, this silent station has returned to the air. A couple stations just out of the present broadcast band. On 1610, you may have seen news coverage about the emergency station that is on the air in southern Florida to provide information to the residents of the areas that were destroyed by Hurricane Andrew. We have very little information on this station, but this is the frequency it operates on, and people in that area possibly could hear it. The station identifies itself as Radio Recovery, and hopefully some of our audio service members who live in the southern Florida area will be able to provide us with more information and possibly a recording of that station. Also on 650 in Cincinnati, Ohio, in case you notice any unusual signals on this frequency in the Cincinnati area, the FCC has granted an experimental license to a company called USA Digital to test the feasibility of digital broadcast in the AM band. They began broadcasting on August the 27th with music programming. Of course, if you have a regular analog receiver, the signal will sound just like so much buzzing and noise. But they are broadcasting in digital on AM at the moment on 1650 in Cincinnati, Ohio. How often it runs during the day, we don't know. As we mentioned earlier, a number of Canadian stations are exercising the option of turning in their license for the AM station to obtain an FM facility. And in addition to the few we mentioned in the otherness column, we have already obtained a list of other stations which have made application to have their AM station license revoked in order to put an FM station on the air. And they include on 710 and 730 CHYR in Leamington, Ontario. On 790 CKIC, Wolfville, Nova Scotia, this station is already silent. On 1040 CFZZ in Richelieu, Quebec. On 1240 CKMP, Midland, Ontario. 1270 CFGT, Alma, Quebec. On 1340 CKMG, Maniwaki, Quebec. Two of them on 1350 CJLM in Joliet, Quebec, and CHAL in St. Pamphile, Quebec, and also on 1570 CFOR Orillia and CHLO St. Thomas has applied to turn off the AM for good and move to FM. And that is that for this edition of AM Switch. Jerry Starr right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And now, wherever in this great wide land of ours John Bowker happens to be, he is about ready to step up to his very own official John Bowker microphone and say...
Okay, Jerry. Hello again, everyone. This is John Bowker, coming to you this month from my birthplace and where I spent the first 22 years of my life, Middlebury, Vermont. Located on the western side of the state, about halfway between Burlington and Rutland. Those two cities are the easiest ones to pick up DX-wise, 1380 in Rutland and probably 620 in Burlington, the two towers that WCAX, that's where I used to work, WVMT it's now known as, at 620 on the dial in Burlington. They are down in Lake Champlain, so unfortunately their beams solidly north. We are 32 miles from Burlington here. We get a nice signal from VMT, but not loud, not primary. So there you go. Anyway, so if you live to the north of Burlington, Vermont, you're in real good shape at 620 to verify Vermont, I'm sure. Anyway, this is the part of the DX service, audio service, where we give you a sampling of the way some of the stations operating at 990 kilohertz choose to identify themselves. At least it's 990 this month. And of course, as usual, we're using recordings made by some of the subscribers to the audio service, and those by son John, wife Linda, and I. In fact, Linda and I are just a month from completing a 13,000-mile trip across 27 states, and we have a number of radio cassette recorders in our motorhome, as some of you know, and we have several of them in action just about every hour on the hour, taping IDs for the travelogue. And according to son John's computer printout, we have succeeded in adding just over 1,000 new stations to the audio service collection of IDs this year. So, oh yes, and as you learned, we even taped the stations in Spokane, Washington as we came through. And you see, we got the 970 station and the 790 station IDs put on the wrong tapes. You see, son John keeps the computer listing of all of our stations that we have on tape and the order in which they're to be played and all that sort of thing. And it was just a transposition between the index finger and the middle finger, the 79 and the 97. You see how it is? It was a computer error, and that's it. Nothing I can do about that. So anyway, our apologies for the snafu, and I can only assure you that it'll happen again in all likelihood. So you be alert. And maybe we should issue a prize, Fred, for the people who find the most mistakes in the travelogue. We got one so far. Okay, we'll put down one tick mark for that. Say, just before going to the Omaha convention, and wasn't that a terrific show that Ernie Wasilowski and the Big O team put on with tours of Union Pacific and the 911 Center and the radio stations around town and the, off at Air Force Base, Strategic Command? I'm just sitting here in a cold sweat wondering, boy, it was just so terrific. And Ernie, our hats are off to you, of course. But I'm sure we're going to hear more about that on this tape and others, too. But one thing, just before Omaha, we passed through Minneapolis, and we were able to tape KFAN's jingle. So for those of you who listen to WFAN in New York and are familiar with its hourly jingle, what do you think of this from KFAN in Minneapolis?
Hey, sports fans, come on out and meet the Twin Cities' biggest sports fan, KFAN, at the Minnesota State Fair. Just one block west of the Snelling entrance on Commonwealth, across from the Minnesota State Fair Visitor Center.
The sports leader, Sports Radio 1130. The fan, KFAN, Twin Cities.
Sports time in the Upper Midwest, 316. Eric Nelson here in Minneapolis on the line.
So you think it loses something in the translation, huh? Well, I don't know. Maybe a person in Minneapolis hearing WFAN's jingle for the first time would have the same reaction. I don't know. Well, anyway, let's see what we have on tape from the 990 stations from here and there. My count suggests that there are 43 stations now active on this Canadian Clear Channel. CBW in Winnipeg is the main dominant station in the northwestern hemisphere, or northern half of the western hemisphere, if you would prefer. But there are some 990 stations on the air in the United States with 10,000 or even 50,000 watts. Well, there's one in Montreal, one in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, but Philadelphia, Knoxville. So anyway, DXing on 990 can pay off, I think, at night particularly. So what do you say we start our audio tour, as we usually do in New England, with one of the more directional of the 50-kilowatt stations on this channel, 50KW, that is. The call letters, by the way, refer back to the Roman numerals. L was 50, if you remember, back in the, 6th or 7th grade, to our early emperors. So WLKW is 50KW. Pretty neat, huh? On the October 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is WLKW, AM and FM in Providence.
Well, yeah, short and sweet, but here's how they sound today.
The voice of the people serving all of southern New England. Talk Radio 99, WALE, Providence. All talk, all the time.
Good morning, it is 50 degrees. This Sunday morning, under cloudy skies at 8 o'clock, I'm Ann Carter, WALE Headline News.
Well, I don't know if you could really say they serve all of southern New England. I know a lot of people in Connecticut along the coast would argue with that. Because, after all, WALE now has to protect the station in Philadelphia at 990, which at last check was WZZD, the Wizard. So they don't cover all of southern New England, but they do a reasonably good job around southern Rhode Island, which is fine. Let's see, speaking of Connecticut.
If you can't phone us, you can write us. Write down the articles and merchandise you have, send it to Tradio, care of WNTY Radio, Post Office Box 990, Southington, Connecticut, 06489.
Well, okay, now before we go down to the city of brotherly love, let's clean up New York State. Oh, there is a job for somebody. And we'll go up to Rochester, New York.
Great songs, great memories. 990 AM, WEZO, Rochester. It's 1 o'clock. News. I'm John Grimes. President Bush, now well on his way to Poland.
You know, back in the good old days, many of you will remember that there were various radio stations in the country playing top 40 music for the most part that would put out LP record albums two or three times a year. In the East, it was dominated, I guess, by two stations, both in Philadelphia, WFIL 560 and WIBG at 990. And we have a recording here from 1969 of WIBG, and just a little bit of how they sound. You'll know it was 69 by the song that the announcer goes into.
Smith Jr. In the next 55 minutes, you'll hear 47 minutes of women's music.
No, wait, now wait a minute. Since that wasn't a legal ID, I'll give you one more shot at them. This is still 19... This will be 1971.
Serving America's greatest city, WIBG, Philadelphia.
And a teardrop from the past in Philadelphia. But this is the present. And what does the future hold? Well, here's how they sound today.
Philadelphia's light is 990 AM. WZZD, Philadelphia.
Okay, we move west from Philadelphia, but we stay in Pennsylvania. In fact, you know, it's interesting. This next ID that you hear was recorded by me the day after the 1991 National Radio Conference, National Radio Club Conference. I'll get it right, Fred. Don't blush. In Bridgeport, West Virginia, we had driven from Bridgeport down to Cumberland, Maryland. And from Cumberland, I tuned in 990, wondering what that station would be. And this is what it was.
It'll be a true Labor Day love fest that you won't want to miss. A labor of love, the fans and country music.
Right here on WBSC AM Somerset, Monday morning starting at 9.
Okay, let's move down the Atlantic coastline. We don't have a very clean recording of this North Carolina station you're about to hear, but it was contributed by one of our members, and we are most happy to have it. Here's WEEB.
9 o'clock now with Cliff Saunders on WEEB, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen, North Carolina.
Well, it sounds like they cover most of the East Coast except where we were at that particular moment. All right, where our recorder was, I should say. Well, let's see. We're going to follow a slightly stranger route for those of you who are experienced on travelogues. We'll go down I-75 at this point, swing over to Knoxville, Tennessee in eastern Tennessee, and then we'll go down to Alabama, and then we'll come back up and do western Tennessee and further north. So here's Knoxville, a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
WIVK-FM, WIVK-AM, Knoxville, with the Saturday morning edition of All That's News.
Good morning, I'm Gary Rogers. The weather makes our top story this morning.
The weather report was about a tornado that had come down in a mobile home park. And since I don't want to hear such news, I don't play it for you either. So there. A few years back, many years back, this is what we heard in Knoxville at 990.
W-N-O-A,
And now, as promised, Dale Hamm brings us Jasper, Alabama.
The Agri-America Network, for people whose business is farming. With the right mix of music, news, information, sports, and contests, we're WITC AM and FM, Jasper Huntingburg.
AT Network News, I'm Chuck Rice.
Well, that station was a bit of a reach, wasn't it, for you, Dale? Hey, I'm interested to see you've moved to Austin, Texas. So that means that what we've got from Alabama, I guess, is what we're going to get for a while until Linda and I can get there. But okay, what do you say we move north? Instead of going out to the western part of Tennessee first, let's go up into the Midwest. We've got three or four stations up there we want you to hear first.
From Country 99, WTIG, Massillon, more of the best country music for Tiger Town. WCM, Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Detroit, the Christian music station.
Revival Time, brought to you by your local Assembly of God.
It's 12 o'clock at Indiana's favorite music station.
WPRK, I'm Steve.
Under dark and cloudy skies right now, our temperature is 72 degrees. This is WCAZ.
DC News, I'm Chet Martin. You didn't really think those 1980 arms for hostages charges would just go away, did you? Well, they aren't.
That's right. Strangely, they come back every 4 years, don't they? Well, what do you say we go down the Mississippi to now the western edge of Tennessee?
This has been news from your church and your latest news calendar. We'll have more for you, so you stay with us right here at KWAM Memphis.
KWAM, working for the kingdom in Memphis.
KWAM 302.
And south, about as far as you can go along the Mississippi River.
Uh-oh, time for news. That's the time we got at hand right now. Thank you very much, eh?
Good enough,
Jeff. WNNR AM 99 in New Orleans, the talk of the town. This is Feedback with yours truly, Gus Lewis and Reg Henry.
They have a slightly updated sound in New Orleans just now.
We're the home of good time rock and roll, WYAT 990 AM New Orleans.
Well, I can't take you to Kansas City at 990 on the dial in Missouri, but I can take you elsewhere in the state. Let's try this one.
You'll hear the Missouri Farm Bureau reports at 6:25 a.m. and 8:36 a.m., as well as the Southwest Missouri Livestock Report at 12:40 p.m. Your best choice is KRMO, Monette, Aurora, Mount Vernon, Cassville, Southwest Missouri's best country.
Yeah, anywhere but Kansas City. Okay, a little further west, what do you say we go out into the middle of Kansas to Bob Dole's hometown? We passed right through it, but wouldn't you know, we passed through it about 10 minutes past the hour, and we were in a rainstorm at that point, so we didn't really want to stop too much. But here's Russell, Kansas, for what it's worth.
AM 990, FM 95.9, KRSL, KCAY, Russell.
The abortion issue moves to Capitol Hill. I'm Dave Adams on the Satellite News Network.
All right, subscribers. Those of you who remember the earlier tapes on this series, remember Pawtucket, Rhode Island, where they sneak the word Pawtucket in, sort of in the background? Listen to the AM call sign here on Beaumont, Texas. Listen very carefully after the letters FM. Ready?
Hit B95. Hot news simply read. Something got me started. Paul Robbins in for Christy Roberts and more B95 next.
Ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention to this announcement. It's about the biggest party of the year.
That is a legal ID. I gotta tell you, I don't like it, but it is legal. Wichita Falls, right up along the Oklahoma border, along the Red River Valley. Here we go.
I'm Gil Fox, ABC Contemporary News. The classics of rock on Stereo 990, KKCR, Wichita Falls, Lawton.
And now west, to the home of that wonderful 16th Street Walking Mall
in Denver, Colorado.
Currently preparing for the annual spiritual adventure, 50 Days for Christ to Transform Your Daily Work. This is 990 KRKS Denver. It's now 12 noon.
From Biola University in La Mirada, California, we present the Biola Hour.
Well, we'll be out in California in a few minutes, but let's make a stop in Tucson, Arizona.
You're listening to Bob Jones with more of the songs you remember from the station that never forgot.
KTKT, Tucson.
Okay, California, here we come. First to President Reagan's retirement hometown, and then we'll go up into the Bay Area.
Stand by for world news on ABC Radio Network. KBLS Santa Barbara, it is now 3 o'clock.
KKIS 990 AM, Pittsburgh, Concord. KKIS 92.1 FM, Walnut Creek.
You want the best kids.
Why do drugs cost so much?
That's a good question, but I don't remember any radio announcer publicly lamenting that on the air, so I don't know. I'm offended. I'm sure you are, too. And you know what that is? That's
risque material on the morning show. Call on the request line and let me know. Right now it's news time on KRKT and KRKT-FM, Albany, Lebanon, Corvallis. Some interesting results this year.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
Yeah, sometimes I think I try too hard. But if you want the straight news, where do you tune?
News Radio 99, KHVH, Honolulu.
Gee, that's funny. They come in so well here in Vermont, and when I was out on the Oregon coast at night, I couldn't pick them up at all. Oh, something. We skipped a few stations as we came across the country. Let's fill in the gaps.
Hi, I'm Karen Bond with another full hour of continuous soft rock on Warm 101.3. Our station call letters are WRMM, FM, and AM Rochester.
From Doug Stone. I thought it was you right here on Country 99 WEIS. It's 4 o'clock here in Center.
More WEIS AM 990 Center.
Right now, as we continue, here's music from Bailey and the Boys. It's called Treat Me Like a Stranger.
Sometimes I can do that. You get tired of me.
It's 2 o'clock and you're listening to Faith 99 WERK, Muncie, Anderson, Newcastle.
And our final ID for the 990 travelogue this October comes from north of the border. It's the dominant station, as we said. The call sign is CBW. You can prove it by this. Sure you can.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to CBC Radio, serving Manitoba at 990 in Winnipeg, 100.9 FM in Thompson, and 97.9 FM in Brandon. Coming up at 9:05, Lister Sinclair presents part 14 of Nectar and Ambrosia.
You know, as we traveled along the northern tier of states this summer, we couldn't help noticing that the CBC stations do not identify by call signs. On the other hand, the independent stations all seem to identify by call signs, but then they don't list the city they're in. The ones in Vancouver, I don't think I heard the word Vancouver once, except on the CBC station, and all they said was CBC Vancouver. Oh, and just before I close, I'd like son John call to say that we have some tapes received from Camille Pachoca and a couple from Ernie Holt. So good to hear from you both once again. John's going to be forwarding those in the next couple of days, and I'll be able to hear them then. So I just want to let you know they had arrived. Hey, it was great seeing so many of you in Omaha. Those are just wonderful times. 3 days of pure bliss, for me anyway. I hope it is for the rest of you who attended, and I'm sure it is.
Oh, it sure was, John. It was great seeing you, your wife, Linda, and also John S. there. It was a great convention, and I think all of us should give hats off to Ernie Wesolowski for a job well done. And looking forward next year to Connecticut. Now, you might notice that my voice is a little bit different because I'm using a hand mic here, a rather cheap one, in fact, to be able to give you a little explanation about what our studios look like. We're still trying to get a hold of Bill Hale on the telephone so we can get Domestic DX Digest recorded here on the system. But I thought I'd take this time to be able to go around the room and just kind of explain to you a little bit of how our facility looks here at the DX Audio Service. Now, as I mentioned before, I sit at a table which is approximately 6 foot long, 4 foot wide, with a microphone on one side for myself and my audio control board. And then across from me is a spot for two people to sit, and we can do interviews with two other people here in the studio. Now, in addition to that, right to my left-hand side here, I have a TAC PD80 compact disc player and also an ITC RP1, I believe it is. It's a monophonic with three-tone cart recorder player, which I use to record tape cartridges. The most impressive thing about possibly this studio facility is right in back of where the guests sit, and that is a four-rack automation system. And what this automation system does is it plays programming. It actually has the ability to be able to make a... It's a radio station. What more can I say? I'm going to describe here in racks 2, 3, and 4. Up at the top, we have Revox Model A77 reel-to-reel, stereo reel-to-reel tape machines, which play the music tapes. Directly below the reel-to-reel machines are what's called carousels, and these are IGM SMC Model 250 carousel units, and they hold 24 tape cartridges, and they will move around, as turn around and load one cartridge, play a commercial, and pull that cartridge out, turn and stick in another cartridge. And those are used for, like, commercials, public service announcements, and anything that gets changed from time to time. Then over in rack number one, up at the top, we have what's called a automation controller. That controls this whole mess here. And that is an IGM Communications EC, and that is connected to an IBM XT computer and actually controls the format of the facility, and I'll explain a little bit what we use this for in a second. Right below that is a Sony, and I got to take a look at the number here, Model 5130 FM AM tuner, which is used to be able to listen to stations around the area, as well as listen to our automation system. Right below that is a Symmetrix audio amplifier, which feeds a pair of speakers, 28 by 24 by 18-inch speakers, which sit on top of the rack here and are the house sound, more or less, for the studio. And then right below that are six RCA model RT27 cartridge machines from like the late 60s. Now, keep in mind, I'm a old equipment nut. I love old microphones, old equipment. So like these RCA cart machines, the carousels, and the Revox tape recorders, they've all been brought up to modern specifications and are in operation right now. In fact, a lot of the tapes we're playing back are played back off these units. This automation system then feeds a Orban Model 8100 stereo processor and then a small FM transmitter. And I then transmit this this programming around. I can sit around in my living room, or I'll go out in the yard and stuff, and I can listen to what's going on in the automation system. So it's a miniature transmitter, operates at about 1/10 of a watt. In fact, it's the same transmitter we used at the convention. Now, off to my side here, we have several pieces of equipment, including the four-track reel-to-reel unit, which we record the audio service on, master it, and then also a two-track and a quarter-track reel-to-reel. Each device is connected to a DBX Type 1 noise reduction system, and also sitting up here is a Marantz PDM-221, which we master the cassettes on for the DX audio service. And then, if I can pull the microphone back here enough, in the rack right behind me is several pieces of interesting equipment. First of all, starting at the top, a McKay Dimec model AM5 receiver. This is an AM receiver which is probably the best sounding AM receiver known to mankind. And on top of the rack is the antenna unit. It's a loop antenna. Right below the AM receiver is a Gentner TC100 telephone interface system, which is used to do interviews through the mixer. Pretty much like what, you know, how Larry King and Rush Limbaugh, you know, when they take phone calls, that's what this thing's used for. It feeds my voice off my microphone down the phone line and takes the caller's voice and puts it into the mixer. Then we have a Altec compressor, which is used just to level audio material. What is this? Techniques cassette deck, and I don't see a model number on it. It's one of those stereo cassette dubbing decks. And right below that is a patch bay for all the different audio connections. Two Duro discriminant audio processors, DAP 310s, followed by an ROH distribution amplifier system. That takes a audio signal off the control board, say one of the left channel of the audio board. It gives us six different outputs to feed the different pieces of equipment. Then we have a Valley People Model 440 compressor limiter, and a Tascam Model RS-20B, and a Fairchild Model 659 reverb system down at the bottom. And then in the back, we have our shop area, where we can do repairs on equipment, as well as my ham radio station. So it's kind of compact. So that's what our studio looks like. On side two, we got a lot more to present to you, so let's go over to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1992.